Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds Brown says even though the ads would be seen by impressionable young minds, they don't exactly live in an ad-free vacuum.
For sure, there are varying views around the thorny issue of children in advertising. However, the record needs to reflect that already young people are exposed to advertising during their commutes back and forth to school, listening to radio, watching television, and of course the internet.
The bill prohibits ads for alcohol and tobacco. Fran Burns, the school district's chief operating officer, says if the bill's approved, the district will be careful where any ads are placed.
Since the majority of School District of Philadelphia properties were financed by tax-exempt bonds, the district has been careful to avoid entering into for-profit arrangements where more than 10% of the use becomes private use in order to avoid losing our tax-exempt status and facing IRS penalties.
Councilwoman Reynolds Brown says New York City raised $6 million by putting advertising on school buses. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.